You're tuned into CKVS 93.7, The Voice, your choice for community radio when camping in the Shoe Swap. Check us out at voiceoftheshoeswap.ca. I'm Richard Sevigny, and this week we're camping out with Jake Jacobson and his friends at Wildwood Productions with a special concert celebrating Canada Sea to Sea on the occasion of our 150th anniversary as a nation. A whole slew of songs by, for, and about Canadians. Oh, the narrator's giving me that look again.
The Wood River runs through southern Saskatchewan. It comes out of the Wood Mountain Hills and goes to Old Wives Lake. It is an old river that winds and twists its way along. It is traditionally the local picnic spot and necking spot in the Gravelburg Assiniboia area. I lived on the bank of the Wood River for a while. I think this is one of my favorite songs. The melody was written first while I was in Toronto. I was renting a room in a house where a lot of Mahler was being played, and I think I wrote it to balance the musical palette. But the lyrics came later when I was back home and needing a little solace. Little Wood River.
Won't you come with me where the Wood River flows? Watch it meander slowly as the sky turns from red to dark. As that sun goes down, we'll throw our arms around each other and tell the dreams that are deep in the heart. 'Cause the heart, it's bigger than trouble, and the heart, it's bigger and doubt. But the heart sometimes needs a little help to figure that out. So won't you come with me where the Wood River flows? The little Wood River knows that it goes to nowhere, but that doesn't stop it going. Them willows growing, all of the lovers showing their hearts to each other there. 'Cause the heart is bigger than trouble, and the heart is bigger than doubt. But the heart sometimes needs a little help to figure that.
Red River Valley. This song is a folk song and cowboy music standard of somewhat uncertain origins. It has gone by several different names over the years, but the structure has remained very similar. Until now. These folks have managed to come up with their very own unique version of this tale of love lost and lamented. The chord progression is different, as is some of the melody. Towards the end of the song, they give a nod to the original version, but the rest is, well, you'll see. We hope you enjoy our take on Red River Valley.
From this valley, they say you are going. We will miss your bright eyes and sweet smile. For they say you are taking the sunshine that has brightened our path for a while. Come and sit by my side. Hasten to bid me adieu, but remember the Red River Valley and the cowboy who loved you so true. Won't you think of the valley you're leaving? Oh, how lonely, how sad.
Frobisher Bay. I like to think of Frobisher Bay as a haunted lullaby, one of the few folk songs from Canada's frozen north. It's a tale of a captain of a whaling ship who decides to push the late summer season to catch one more whale, but finds himself and his crew frozen in for the winter. The arrangement captures the mood of the sailors who might not see their home or families ever again. James Gordon's Frobisher Bay.
God is the
If you have ever worked in the North Woods, you probably have met this pesky scoundrel, the black fly. This song is about a river, the Little Abitibi, which is not in BC, but the story could just as well take place in our beautiful and diversified province. Black fly.
It was early in the spring when I decided to go work up in the woods in North Ontario. The unemployment office said they'd see me through to that Little Abitibi and the survey crew. But those
black flies, little black flies, always the black flies, no matter where you go, I'll die with the black flies picking my bones in North Ontario, I-O, in North Ontario.
The man Black Toby was the captain of the crew. He said, I'm going to tell you boys what we got to do. We got to build a power dam. We got to find a way to make that little ab flow around the other way. But those
black flies, little black flies, always a black fly, no matter where you go, I'll die with the black fly picking my bones in North Ontario, I-O, in North Ontario.
So we surveyed east and we surveyed west. Couldn't make our minds how to do the job best. Little ab, what shall I do? For I'm almost going crazy on this survey crew. For those
black flies, little black flies, always a black fly, no matter where you go, I'll die with the black flies picking my bones in North Ontario, I-O, in North Ontario.
There were black flies everywhere, crawling in your whiskers and crawling in your hair, swimming in your soup and swimming in your tea.
Ew.
Ah, the devil take the black fly and let me be, for those black
flies, little black flies, always the black flies, no matter where you go, I'll die with the black flies picking my bones in North Ontario, I-O, in North Ontario.
Black Toby fell to swearing because the work went so slow. The state of our morale was getting pretty low. The flies swarmed so heavy that you couldn't catch your breath as you staggered up and down the trail talking to yourself. For those
black flies, the little black flies, always the black flies, no matter where you go, I'll die with the black flies picking my bones in North Ontario, I-O, in North Ontario.
Now, the bull cook's name was Blind River Joe. If it hadn't been for him, we'd have never pulled through. He bounded up our wounds and he kidded us in fun. He lathered us on bacon grease and balsam gum. But those
black flies, little black flies, always the black flies, no matter where you go, I'll die with the black flies picking my bones in North Ontario, I-O, in North Ontario.
At last the job was over. Black Toby said we're through with that little Abitibi and the survey crew. T'was a wonderful experience, but this I know. I'll never go again to North Ontario for those
black flies, little black flies, always the black flies, no matter where you go, I'll die with the black flies picking my bones in North Ontario, I-O, in North Ontario.
Get out of here, they're terrible.